Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's 11. We're Grant and Danny, and you are listening to The Fan. Thanks, as always, to Pete Medhurst, the best in the game. Robert Griffin has a workout scheduled today. Might be going on right now, as a matter of fact. San Diego Chargers have become the L.A. Chargers.
The L.A. Chargers, man.
They are looking to turn back the clocks one more time. Not just to football in Los Angeles, but to Robert Griffin being a quality NFL quarterback. Because Philip Rivers, their starter, Kellen Clemens, their backup, they're kicking the tires on old three sticks. Training camps have opened around the NFL. Others opening as the week continues, including here in Richmond, Virginia, where the Redskins get started on Thursday. And Griffin, as of 24 hours ago, had not gotten a single workout, had not really drawn interest. There was one team that was going to work him out, but I read an Adam Schefter report yesterday that said, I believe the player, not the team, canceled. So Griffin was going to get one workout earlier this offseason and had to cancel.
Oh, I didn't know that. Where was that?
He didn't say what team.
Oh, okay.
He said there was one workout scheduled with the team earlier this season that had to be canceled. And the way he wrote it, it sounded like Griffin did, but maybe the team did. I'm not sure. From Pro Football Talk, the first report of any team having any interest at all in Griffin, who was the second overall draft pick in the NFL's Rookie of the Year in 2012. A knee injury in the postseason after his rookie year changed the way Griffin played, and he's never been even close to the star quarterback he was as a rookie. Now he'll get a shot to show he's at least in good enough shape to serve as a camp arm and perhaps a backup starter to Philip Rivers.
Now, I argued a couple years ago, before he went to the wasteland that is Cleveland to go fail, that this is what he should have done. I even picked, at the time, San Diego as a potential landing spot, not knowing that, obviously, anything like this would happen. But I said San Diego, New Orleans, Kansas City, places where you have someone that was established, good quarterback culture, a veteran, you go prolong your career.
I said Dallas, which, by the way, had he have gone to Dallas behind Romo, maybe he could have been Dak last year. Now, I don't think he would have played like that.
Think about that.
But Dak, he would have had the chance to start all season in a really good offense where he just hands the ball off and plays behind a great O-line.
And so, philosophically, I think you may differ on this. I actually can't remember what your take is, so I'd love to get it. But the way I would operate is I wouldn't have a clone of my starter, a worse version of my starter as my backup quarterback. Because for the most part, if my backup quarterback has to come in for an extended part of the period of time, not meaning a game, not meaning a half, but like weeks, I'm pretty much screwed for the season, unless you have a rare occasion in the NFL. What I want is for somebody to be able to make a couple plays in a short burst to kind of pull a rabbit out of a hat for a 1 week at a time. That's why I'd have a completely different style backup quarterback than I'd have for my starter. I'd have a limited package that he would go in and do, and the defense that prepared all week long for the drop back passer that pats the football, doesn't move, is immobile, a.k.a. Philip Rivers. No one would know what to do when we had this new thing for a quarter and a half. Now, with game film and everything else, teams will adjust and Griffin will go back to being Griffin, which isn't very good, and we all kind of know the dance there. But I would do this if I was the L.A. Chargers. Now, assuming he's healthy enough and interested enough and whatever else, this is the kind of thing that I would do if I was an NFL GM.
Yeah, I wouldn't have like this weird philosophy where I need to have certain types of backups that are the antithesis of my starters.
Well, I'd say if it's available, it's not just very, I wouldn't bend over backwards.
The best available backup quarterback is who I would have. So that's how I would do it. Is there a better guy than Kellen Clemens out there? I would sign that guy. I don't care if he stands in the pocket or he runs all around or he's a sprinter or he's Joe Webb or he's got cinder blocks for feet every time he puts his cleats on. It wouldn't change how I felt at all. Who is the best available quarterback? What player can lead my offense most effectively behind Philip Rivers that costs me the least? That's the guy I would have. Is Griffin better than Kellen Clemens? I mean, that's where we are now. That's the question we're asking. By the way, I don't want to take any calls or spend any time on this, really, as far as asking about Robert Griffin, but I will ask you this rhetorically.
Yep.
We took so much heat, not just for saying Kirk Cousins should get a shot. I mean, I was called terrible things and names by all kinds of people.
Of course.
I don't even mean just crazy fans. I mean, dudes like Bomani Jones alleging ridiculous things, you know?
Never forget that he alleged that we were racist or couldn't discern between a fellow colleague, a guy that comes on our show for a segment. We were incapable of judgment.
But it doesn't seem like it matters to anyone who threw those things out there that Griffin is bad at football now. No, like we said at the time, this guy can't do this anymore. This guy can't play well. And at the time, it was Mike Shanahan's fault. And then it was Jay Gruden's fault. And then it was our fault.
Then it was the offensive line.
Well, it was always the offensive line, which, by the way, suddenly is one of the best in football and doesn't allow any sacks. And that started immediately when Kirk Cousins took over.
Weirdly enough,
when Colt McCoy was quarterbacking, there was terrible again.
Yeah.
It's very interesting how that happened.
Funny how that goes on.
But does it, like, do those people that were so upset about the way Robert Griffin was, quote, treated? I was once walking into a McDonald's, true story, right here, actually, the one that's now leveled.
They tore it down.
This was 2 years ago, maybe. Mm-hmm. I'd say less. I was walking into a McDonald's, and this dude comes up to me. I'm, like, out of my car, and he's, like, walking over to me in the parking lot, and he's like, hey. And I turn around, he's like, I know who you are. And I looked at him, and I'm like, okay. And he goes, I don't like how y'all did Robert. And I was like, okay. Like, I don't really know what that means. He's like, y'all gave him a raw deal. I was like, all right. But, like, that guy, wherever he is
right,
today,
right, right,
who may or may not be listening and remember doing that in the parking lot, like, does he still think we, quote, did him wrong? As he's not, first of all, quarterbacking in the NFL, but second of all, getting his first workout in the league all offseason on the eve of a team's training camp starting. Because that's where he is in his career right now.
Mm-hmm.
He went to Cleveland, and one of the reasons a lot of people didn't feel like he could do it here, while I and others now look smart, but at the time we looked crazy, what we were saying was, this guy gets hurt too much. This guy does not protect his body. This guy can't do this.
It's a big part of it.
He went to Cleveland, and in the first week of the season, immediately got hurt staying in bounds trying to lower his shoulder.
Was it in the second quarter? The first game,
I don't know if it was
the
first half or not. I would have guessed second half, but I know it was week one. I'm positive of that.
Well, yeah, it was, yeah.
And he lowered his shoulder, and he hurt himself again this many years into his career. But all those people that were so offended and bothered and angry and thought that there was, like, these hidden agendas and Mike Shanahan was a jerk and Jay Gruden doesn't know what he's doing. And I wonder, as time has moved on now and Kirk Cousins is making $24 million and Robert Griffin is getting his first workout for a team where he has to then maybe back up Kellen Clemens, who backs up Phillip Rivers. Does any of that matter to anybody, or are we just all going to pretend like that didn't happen?
Don't forget, we were tagged in numerous posts on all forms of social media. Robert Griffin would complete a pass in a preseason game, and that highlight, like, hey, at Grant and Danny, what do you think of this? And I was like, are we really going to do this? Is this really going to be the case all along? And that's all kind of gone away.
Chris Dowdell, who used to work here?
Well, that's kind of what I was referencing.
Yeah, okay. So, so many of those guys who were, like, disrespectful, like, who I considered friends, like, texting me crazy things, who were, and literally, this was a vitriolic, people were moved to anger over this.
Yeah.
So they'd be like, man, you're a jerk. Like, oh, you're doing, and it's like, no, I just don't think the guy's that good at football. But now, you don't hear anything about those days anymore. It's almost like we pretend they didn't happen.
Right. There's a lot of glossing over.
Like, one guy's good, Cousins, whether you want to admit that or not, maybe you never will, that's fine. The other is getting his first workout of the offseason, is out of football, may be jobless, may never play in the league again, and only went to Cleveland. That was the only place he could have started last year, and he got hurt in the first game. I mean, you can't even make this up.
It's a 30 for 30 writing itself while we're playing. I mean, while it's happening. This is the 1 year that was, or the face of the league for whatever it is,
hey,
for 6 months.
The dude that walked up to me in the parking lot supposedly is on the phone.
Is this true?
Yeah. Is this the guy?
No.
Hello?
Hey, how you doing?
What's up? This is you? Do you remember this?
Man, listen, I literally work two blocks over from you all anyway.
I love it.
Oh, that's awesome.
Do you remember this or no?
You were eating a Big Mac, and I walked up
to you. I've never eaten a Big Mac. It was probably a quarter pound.
You
were eating a car. I walked out.
Oh, you're right. You know what? I thought I was walking in. You're right. I was sitting in my car eating. So this is definitely him, because that is true about this story.
Yes. But the question you had for me was, do I still agree with how I felt at the time? And the answer is yes. And I'm going to give you a few reasons why. You said that RG3, I give you a prime example. 20% of why he couldn't play was his fault of him holding on to the ball too long. The other 80% was actually the line. It was the line. And prime example to show you how it was the line, The basic quarterback has a three-step drop. By the time that RG3 was getting to his third-step drop, not one, not two, but three defenders would meet him at his third-step drop. I'm sorry, that's not the quarterback's fault. That's the offensive line's fault. And to your point, you even admitted that Kirk Cousins inherited a terrible offense, the same line that RG3 played for.
No, I was now, using sarcasm to say that this, quote, terrible line was suddenly really good when he played.
Now,
my
Cousins
point
has
is,
faults, but he was the fourth fewest sacked quarterback in the NFL.
My point
last
is he
year,
gets the
example.
Ball off faster. Like, you're talking about a three-step drop and throw. Griffin very rarely ever threw on his third step, ever. It never happened.
Exactly, because by the time he got to his third step, it was a jailbreak. Not one defender, not two, but literally two and three defenders every time this man got to his third step drop.
So do you think,
if you remember correctly.
So why did the line get better when Cousins took over? What is your assessment for that?
First of all, Morgan Moses was not on the other side showing up that right side. Trent was injured. Trent kept being injured.
Trent missed four games last year. And Ty Inseki played well. Trent's missed time with Kirk Cousins multiple times.
Exactly. Listen, I'm the first one to admit our offensive line has improved dramatically. But at the time when RG3 was the quarterback, it literally was a jailbreak every time he got to his third step drop.
So here's my quick question on that.
He's kind of the same guy.
But hold on.
That's my
problem. But here's my quick question on that.
I see you guys every day.
I appreciate. I appreciate.
And by the way, are you as mad as I am that McDonald's is gone now?
Man, I work at like literally two blocks. I'm at 55. Anyway, go ahead.
I really want this answered. I actually have a serious question. So you see this as a fan, as someone that's watched this team for a while. Why don't 31 other teams see the same thing where they go, you know what? The guy can actually play. It's this bad offensive line. Why was only one team interested? What happened?
Hey, listen to me. Yep. In any situation, the quarterback has to be put into the right situation for the same reason that 31 other teams passed on Kirk with a K, Cousins, before they drafted him in the fourth round. They didn't see anything. But I'm gonna leave after this. But you got on the caller, I believe, last week that made the comment that other quarterbacks have done better when put in the position that Kirk Cousins is in. That's all I'm going to say, fellas.
Well, I don't know what that means.
Thank you for the call.
Other quarterbacks have done better when put in the position. I think he's referring to when we were yelling at Eric and Alexandria, who said guys have done more with less, and then said that Doug Williams and Joe Theismann on championship Redskins teams had less to work
with
and
did
better.
Yeah, somehow Mark Rippon did more with less. Please give me that 91 team and call it less.
Yes.
I will have a great time.
Arguably the best team in the history of the NFL.
Second best team in my lifetime, in my humble opinion, but whatever.
800-636-1067. Are we still pretending like all that stuff didn't happen when people were so upset at the, quote, raw deal Robert Griffin got in Washington? That'd be one question. And then second, we should get into whether or not, let's set the over-under. We could take calls on this. 0.5, half a game.
Mm-hmm.
Will Robert Griffin, over under 0.5, start another game in the NFL? Over or under 0.5 starts for Griffin rest of his career? 800-636-1067, Grant and Danny on the Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.